Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
And if we're not careful, what will happen is that we'll be so engulfed and so enamored of how God used them that we'll want the same thing for our life. Now, there's nothing wrong with reading after someone that God's used. There's not a thing wrong with saying, wow, look at the ministry God gave him. What I can glean from that is a simple statement like this. God was faithful and just to him, and he'll be faithful and just to me. But for me to try to mimic my life or try to pattern my life in such a way that I'm mimicking somebody else besides Christ, that I want to do exactly like what this man's done, I want to do exactly like what they've done, we can miss what God has for us. Please hear me. They follow after Jesus. You are a special creature to God. There's not another person like you on the planet. Your fingerprints, there's not another person like you in the entire world. When you surrender and give your life and yield your life to God, He wants to write your story. Now, I can appreciate reading after how he wrote the story of Jim Elliot. How that man was just engulfed in God, and how he took the gospel to Indians, he were martyred, and how his life changed the outlook on missions for, even up to today. And I can see how these men were just, and I'm like, wow, I can see that. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves wanting to be our story, and sometimes we'll try to push the pen hand of God to write the same thing for us. Now imagine if justice would have done that. Justice would have missed out greatly on impacting the entire New Testament church with a letter that helped clarify law and grace. Can you look with me again at another place in the Word of God? 2 Timothy chapter 1, dealing again with the Apostle Paul. He's in prison in Rome. This is probably the last recorded letter that we have. He's thinking of his preacher boy, Timothy. He's writing him a letter to help him to see all that God has for him. And he's passing on some more truth. And no doubt, being in prison, in the Roman prison, I read some on today, it was a place where they wasn't treated fairly. Maybe Paul himself had pondered, maybe as he read, the Old Testament, how he was encouraged by these men of God, maybe he thought, I'll go down in glory like Elijah of old. The chariots of fire come down and swooped him up, and he cast his mantle down, and Elisha took it up. Maybe he's picturing in his mind, and he's thinking these things. Maybe he's thought this, and he realizes that he's in prison, and he's not going to go out preaching to thousands. And he's in a place of discouragement, a place in this darkened prison. Yet he finds that it's amazing what he writes here. He says this. He says, verse 16. This is the last letter that we've known that Paul has written to the church. The last one. And he finds it so imperative to include, "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. For he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, He sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. The picture that I get in my mind is Paul sitting in a prison somewhere. He's discouraged. He's down because he's human. Oftentimes we forget that these men that God used were human. Charles Spurgeon suffered greatly with depression. Greatly with depression. Yet the Apostle Paul is no doubt in the same flesh that we have today. Suffering and in this place probably of just a discouraged mindset. It's amazing how that he is so imperative to let the church know that this man, Onesiphorus, he came and he sought me out and he encouraged me. I don't know much about Onesiphorus, but before I said his name tonight, if I said, how many of you know the name Apostle Paul? Every hand would go up. If I said tonight, how many know the name Onesiphorus? Maybe one, maybe two, maybe none would go up. He doesn't have a name in the forefront in the eyes of man. He doesn't have a mega ministry, if you will. But in God's side, God spoke to his heart one day and said, I want you to encourage the man of God. He travels from Ephesus. He finds his way to Rome. He diligently is seeking out to find Paul. When he walks and sees Paul, he doesn't even notice that he's been bound down with something. He doesn't even see that he's got chains on him. Don't even bother. He just walks on by and says, hey, preacher, good to see you today. And encourages the man of God. I believe to such a state, he encourages him to such a degree. This great man of, this man of prayer says, Lord, give mercy into the house of Onesiphorus. He encourages him to such a degree that he says, Where's my paper at? Fetch my pen. I feel like writing one more letter. I've been in this place for so long. My hands are dirty. I'm not bathed. And here comes my buddy that sought me out in Ephesus. Maybe he didn't understand this fellow. Maybe he seemed kind of different. But there in the church, and this Onesiphorus come and said, hey, Paul, you're doing good today. Man, I just want to tell you what I mean, man. I just love you. And this was a different character. And here he shows up in Rome, and there he is, and there's a man of God. He's just down. He's out, and he just walks in and just pours out the little pot that he's got. And God pours in, and God ministers to the man of God. God takes a little pinky and affects the entire body. God affects literally the entire body of the New Testament. Paul says somewhere in his heart, fetch my pad and paper. I feel like writing to young Timothy. I feel like telling him when you're down in the dumps, don't worry, to press on. I feel like telling him, be a man of faith and carry on the gospel. I feel like telling him while he's pastoring there in Ephesus to do the work of the evangelist. I feel like telling him not to give up and that he pens this last letter that would affect young Timothy. And that if Timothy would preach what Paul spoke to him about and it would affect the church of Ephesus. And that God wouldn't let the letter just vanquish away, but he'll allow it to be put in print one day for that it would affect me and you today. Because of one little man named Onesiphorus, that was living in grace, had his body and his life solely yielded to God. And see, that's the people that I like. That's my crowd. The Bible is littered with folks just like that. You don't know much about them. the God of heaven has helped him. The God of heaven has put him in a place not to... I mean, watch now, watch now. Onesiphorus could have easily said this. He could have walked in and said, "Boy, you're a mess, ain't you? Got this chain on. Boy, you're a sight." I mean, here you are, this great apostle. I mean, dragging this chain around. How many folks, let's examine our heart for a little bit today. Maybe we've said something to a fellow Christian. Maybe we've said something maybe to our preacher. Let's put the chain off. Try to put him in a place where he sees what God's given him and the weight to carry and the load to carry. What opportunity today to be able to be used of God. To walk up to this man of God and say, "Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, I love you." Church back home, you say, we're behind you, preacher. We're going to get up under Timothy. We're behind you 100%. We're not going to do anything to try to pull you down. We understand you might be in this place, but hey, it's all right. We're not going nowhere. I want to say thank God for a place like that, for a position. God, if God gives everybody in here an opportunity to encourage and to help. The body of Christ is one that we build up and not tear down. I'm through preaching tonight. And I've obeyed God the best way that I know how to do. Here's what I want to do tonight. I'm not calling on you. I'm not saying something that you've got to do. I want to say tonight that if you're here tonight and God's touching you, God's helping you, and you might just want to walk up to your man of God tonight. Maybe you've crossed him in the past. Maybe he don't even know about it, but you thought things wrong against him. Maybe you walk up and you just want to say, "Preacher, you just tell him what God tells you to say." Maybe tonight you just want to walk up to him and just say, "Preacher, hey, we're for you. Hey, I love you." Just be obedient to God tonight. But it might just do something in his heart where he says, where's my pad and paper at? Where's my pencil at tonight? I feel like going on one more time. I feel like carrying on. I ain't going to quit. Maybe your pastor's here. Well, let's all just stand tonight. We'll all just stand. Maybe there's another brother. Maybe there's another sister in the church tonight. You want to just hug their neck and say, "Hey, I want to just tell you something tonight." How about it, church, tonight?
Deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.